Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody listening to go on the Devil Radio app, download our app, Devil Radio website, I should say, download our app, go to the Apple and Google stores and download it. Or just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. When you want to listen to it, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put that link up because our listeners wanted us to. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in Wisconsin, questioning our elections, attacking our democracy, spreading the big lie, winks and nudges, and, you know, some do it directly. Some will go, well, we do need election security. We do need election security. They don't have to say Gableman or Voss. They just say we need election security. You know something, Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest, toughest voice against that. So click on the link to see how you can support Devil Radio, and thank you. Well, I'll tell you, Gableman is the malevolent gift that keeps on giving bad things. Here it has just developed that he surfaced at a Republican event in Beloit. And it's called Merry Politics. You know, I think we should keep politics out of Christmas. I really do. Christmas is I love December. I love the feeling of peace and joy. I just love the whole thing. Love Christmas. And the truth of the matter is, to hold something right around Christmas called Merry Politics shows a mindset. All I'll say is it shows a mindset, a very bad mindset. Well, Gableman got up there and endorsed and was talking about Rebecca Clayfish. We need her. We need her as governor. And this attorney general candidate, Tony, this is his last name, T-O-N-E-Y, out of Fond du Lac, you know, he's saying, well, we need this guy too. You know, he's questioning, says we need election security. They're right on his website. And Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, he did not say the Duchess of Foxconn. He did not say the woman who showers with a metal brush, which is what she said she would be doing. He did not say the woman running for governor who tried to decimate the Mequon-Thiensville school board with at least one candidate who said that Planned Parenthood is a white supremacist organization. Yes, that's what happened. And it didn't work. He didn't say any of that. He said, we need her. Sort of a Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Kristi Noem of South Dakota type. Very, very compliant with Republican donors. Very compliant with Foxconn. But then he said, this is really, really strange. I mean, you know, even paranoids have enemies. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't after you. Just because you're paranoid does not mean they aren't after you. I get it. But, you know, they probably aren't after you. And here's what he says. He goes, this is Gableman, quote, we can't let it go. They come for us in tiny steps. They come for us in millimeters. And if you give a millimeter, you're going to push. They're going to push. And then you've got to back up some more. I'm done backing up. Hope you are too. Now, this is the guy who's doing the independent audit of our votes. This is the guy who's doing the independent audit of our votes. On December 20th, he's going to Chippewa Falls. He's going to do the same thing. Same thing. Rebecca will be a fantastic governor. This is what he says. And he says, quote, maybe he'll say it again in Chippewa Falls, but this just blew me away. Quote, we can't let it go. They come for us in tiny steps. They come for us in millimeters. And if you give a millimeter, they're going to push, and you've got to back up some more. I'm done backing up. Hope you are too. This is the auditor. This is the guy that $676 grand out of your pocket and my pocket, taxpayer money, is going to pay. You know, if Bill Proxmire were live today, my mentor and friend in politics, he'd have a heart attack. He was the taxpayer's watchdog. Somebody said 676 grand to one of the political parties to cook the votes. No way, Jose. No way, Jose. And this clown, Gableman, did this in Beloit just now at Mary Politics, Mary Politics. And he's going to do it on December 20 in Chippewa Falls. The one good thing about Chippewa Falls, a lot of good things about Chippewa Falls. First of all, Seymour Cray came out of Chippewa Falls. Remember the Cray computer? Fastest computer in the world. Fastest computer in the world. Invented by a guy who went to Chippewa Falls High School. Not a fancy background. One fascinating fact about Seymour Cray, the Cray computer. Seymour Cray was not first in his class in Chippewa High School. Did you know that? He was second in his class. So he was a good high school student. But Seymour Cray got it done. Seymour Cray developed the fastest computer in the world at the time, bought by the Defense Department, the CIA, and everybody else. Chippewa Falls is an interesting county and has a lot going for it, right next to Eau Claire, another great city. But in any event, this clown Gableman is going to go there on December 20. And fortunately, they have a state representative in that area, I think at Lake Halley, named Kathy Bernier. Kathy Bernier seems to be an independent sort. I like what she had to say. Reminds me a little bit of Liz Cheney in a way, which is very, very good. And she went on this. Gableman's got to shut this down. People are talking about elections and they don't know what they're talking about. By the way, she was the clerk up there for a lot of years and she's the one who ran elections. Nobody knows it better than she does. She knows the local people, the gals and the guys that administer the polls are not crooked. She knows that. She knows that they're meticulous. They're honest. It's a good operation. Votes are fairly counted. You know, Agnes and Edna and Mabel and the rest of them up there, they are not crooked. They are not crooked. Gableman says, I'm not saying they're crooked, but we got to find out. We got to send some guerrillas, some retired cops who are right-wing Republicans and they're licensed to bear arms because this is Wisconsin and they can walk in and they're going to confront people and say, yeah, what's going on up here? On your dime, on your nickel, how much in state taxes did you pay last year? I don't think anybody listening to this program, unless one of the E-lines or Diane Hendricks is listening to it, paid 676 grand in state taxes last year, or perhaps in your whole life, probably in your whole life. This is going right down the drain. Right down the drain. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. They waste it or somehow they find a way to funnel it to their donors. So it's wrong to have Gableman, who's supposed to be our hired hand. That's a joke. He's Voss's hired hand. Bill Proxmire would go around the state. He shook hands with everybody in the state. He shook, I think, 3 million hands in his lifetime. He'd walk up, he'd say, I'm Bill Proxmire, your hired hand. How am I doing and what can I do in Washington? And people like that. He was humble. That's exactly what you should do. This clown is not our hired hand. This clown is Voss's hired hand, and Voss is the hired hand of Trump. This is Trump. The skeleton hand of Trump is on Wisconsin's throat. He's a puppet master of Voss, and Voss puts out Gableman at your expense. And yet these people fundraise all the time. They send emails out saying, stop the steal, send us money so we can stop the steal. Well, okay, why don't you pay Gableman then with that money? It's hundreds of millions of dollars. It all goes to Trump. It all goes to Trump. They use state money when they control the legislature. They use state money, your tax dollars, to try to corrupt the vote. To try to corrupt the vote. Well, there you have it. If he shows up, if he rears his ugly head, Gableman, if you live near, well, Beloit's too late, Chippewa Falls, anywhere else. Kathy Bernier, by the way, in Chippewa Falls. This is great. She goes, I'm going to show up and I'm going to bring my concealed carry permit. Now, look, we don't want violence at this stuff, but she's flat out said, there's a lot of crazy people about this and they don't know what they're talking about. So she's going to pack. Probably everybody in that audience can pack. They can pack legally. And none of them could hit the rod side of a barn. You hang a beer can 20 yards away, they're liable to shoot the guy next to them. This is the gang that couldn't shoot straight. But it's sort of sad when a state representative has to say she's going to come armed to her own party meeting because the nut jobs that will show up if she says we run fair elections in Chippewa Falls and I'm the one that ran them for 10 or 12 years as a clerk and I'm not going to have you scaring Agnes, Mabel, and Edna. It's very sad. That didn't happen back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. That didn't happen under Democratic or Republican governors, speakers, legislators in any of those times. We're being divided. This division has got to stop. The clowns in the local Republican Party units, and I'm not saying all of the people in those units, the Americans just like we are, they're Democratic Party units and Republican Party units. Ship I was on the Navy at Democrats and Republicans. We didn't even talk politics. Most people on the ship, if you asked them what they were, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't say. They're Americans. But there are a handful of people who have taken over the Republican Party. And it's not the Republican Party of old. They've hijacked it. They've usurped the name. And when these people come in, I remember back in Jackson County, when I was the party chairman, the Posse Comitatus came into a Democratic Party unit. And there were about eight or nine of these guys. And I was up there speaking and I said, get out of here. And they said, we have a right to be here. I said, I rented this room. And under rental law, I own this room for the 2 hours I rented it and paid money for it. So get the hell out of here. And they left. Tom Harnish, a great state senator, was at that meeting. Good man, very good state senator. Would have liked to have seen him go statewide. From the Neillsville area, Clark County. But in any event, the Republican Party, the extreme part of the Republican Party, is indistinguishable from that kind of intrusion and abuse that occurred with the Posse back then. And that's really what's happening in the Republican Party. So every time I see a Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Kathy Bernier, Brian Hagedorn, or anybody, you know, they're Republicans, but they stand up, and they stand up for America, and they stand up for democracy, and that's the way we're going to end these divisions. Going to a break, our lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.